A Conversation with Jacqueline Wilson. Listen to an interview with Jacqueline Wilson, a writer of children's books. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
We're delighted to have you in the studio today, and especially today because you're launching the Jacqueline Wilson Creative Writing Prize.
I am indeed, and I'm so excited about it because I love writing as a child. So many children send me letters and emails saying they want to be writers too. They particularly ask me, how do you get published? And very sweetly send me their books, which aren't always as long as a real book. And I just think it's so lovely that children want to write nowadays. And so one of the prizes for this creative writing competition is to get properly published in, I don't know which book of mine it will be, probably my next book, but if that's not quite the right sort of thing, then the book after that. And I will share my book with whoever the winner is. And it's a competition for 7 to 12-year-olds. And I'm so interested to see the sort of entries. You certainly don't have to be a Jacqueline Wilson fan and write in my kind of style, although that would be nice too, if there were some books, some stories slightly like mine. But you can be a boy who wants to write an adventure story, or indeed a girl. You can write fantasy, a detective story, anything you like. Just a story that you will find fun to write. And although it's good to have a reasonably clear entry and perhaps remember that you don't want your entire story to be just one sentence, this isn't just a competition about spelling and paragraphs and where you put your commas. This is a story competition about your imagination, your delight in writing. This isn't just a school test, this is for fun.
Well, it's an amazing prize, and the winner will also get, I think, to meet you and get books, and their school get books. And we're partnering with the prize, so they'll also get their story published on the Guardian Children's Books website. You are going to be one of the judges, so you'll read quite a lot of the entries. What are you going to be looking for?
I think I'm looking for originality. I'm a veteran of judging children's writing competitions. And often, I mean, for a long time now, there have been books about schoolboy magicians, or they've been books about people in the First World War, or there have been books about girls whose mums and dads are splitting up. I mean, any popular author nowadays, you know, is going to have some influence on children. What would be wonderful is if we could find an original voice, somebody that writes something different, not necessarily completely wacky and off the wall, just something that expresses a child that comes from deep within them. But I am open to any kind of story.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
We're delighted to have you in the studio today, and especially today because you're launching the Jacqueline Wilson Creative Writing Prize.
I am indeed, and I'm so excited about it because I love writing as a child. So many children send me letters and emails saying they want to be writers too. They particularly ask me, how do you get published? And very sweetly send me their books, which aren't always as long as a real book. And I just think it's so lovely that children want to write nowadays. And so one of the prizes for this creative writing competition is to get properly published in, I don't know which book of mine it will be, probably my next book, but if that's not quite the right sort of thing, then the book after that. And I will share my book with whoever the winner is. And it's a competition for 7 to 12-year-olds, and I'm so interested to see the sort of entries. You certainly don't have to be a Jacqueline Wilson fan and write in my kind of style, although that would be nice too if there were some books, some stories slightly like mine. But you can be a boy who wants to write an adventure story, or indeed a girl. You can write fantasy, a detective story, anything you like. Just a story that you will find fun to write. And although it's good to have a reasonably clear entry and perhaps remember that you don't want your entire story to be just one sentence, this isn't just a competition about spelling and paragraphs and where you put your commas. This is a story competition about your imagination, your delight in writing. This isn't just a school test, this is for fun.
Well, it's an amazing prize, and the winner will also get, I think, to meet you and get books, and their school will get books. And we're partnering with the prize, so they'll also get their story published on the Guardian Children's Books website. You are going to be one of the judges, so you'll read quite a lot of the entries. What are you going to be looking for?
I think I'm looking for originality. I'm a veteran of judging children's writing competitions. And often, I mean, for a long time now, there have been books about schoolboy magicians, or they've been books about people in the First World War, or there've been books about girls whose mums and dads are splitting up. I mean, any popular author nowadays, you know, is going to have some influence on children. What would be wonderful is if we could find an original voice, somebody that writes something different, not necessarily completely wacky and off the wall, just something that expresses a child that comes from deep within them. But I am open to any kind of story.